Guys, before we get into our next guest, we got a great guest. Drew is here with us from the Jim Jacks. But I want to make sure that you send your resumes into Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. I want to put people to work, doggone it. And I can't do it if you don't send your resumes to me. Make sure when you send your resume in, right inside the subject line, let me know exactly what you do. Is it accounting? Is it finance? Is it technology? Put it in the subject line. And it's funny, one of the listeners, actually her husband was listening, and her name was Lisa, and she sent her resume in. And I called her. I said, "Hi, Lisa, it's Pete the Job Guy. How are you doing?" She goes, "Oh, my gosh, I didn't know you were going to call me." Well, who you think's going to call you? You sent it to Pete the Job Guy. It's what I do. I find people jobs. So I called her, and we brought her in. We interviewed her, and we're in the process. And what I want to do is make sure that our listeners are going to get job offers live on the air. Now, I can't do it until you guys send your resumes in, so send your resumes in to us. Now, continuing with our theme of perseverance and having the hustle, you know, I was reading an article the other day, and it said that healthy employees, employees that have some kind of a wellness program, are more productive and they miss less work. And I invited Drew Nelson from the Jim Jacks to be my guest here today. And Drew, let me ask you this, okay? I work 10 hours a day. And I know a lot of hard workers that are listening to this show, they work a bunch of hours every day. And they say, "You know what? I would work out, but I just don't have time." What do you say? What does the Jim Jack say to folks like this?
Well, first of all, Pete, you got to make the time. You got to make it a priority. You know, everybody's got jobs. Everybody's got kids. I've got 3 kids myself. I'm fortunate enough to work at a gym. So
let me stop you right there. Okay. Drew comes walking in, and he looks like a specimen, okay? Okay? His body fat is under 1%, has to be. He shook my hand, it almost broke. I have to tell you that. That happened, right? But okay, so you're a family man. You're a hard worker. You're working. But yet, when do you have time to work out?
When I'm done working, and you just have to make it a priority. I'm tired too. I got to pick the kids up from school. Well, school's out now, but you have to balance your time. You know, if you got to get up early and work out before work, you make it happen. If you get in after work, you don't need a lot of time. You know, 30 minutes 3 times a week is the minimum amount of time.
Does your gym have like hours that, okay, if I have to be at work at 8? Can I come in at 5:30 or 6, or does it stay open late at night?
Absolutely. We open at 4 a.m. So,
okay. You know,
I'm not going to be there at 4 a.m., but we open at 4 a.m.
Okay. All right.
Full shower facility. You can do your workout, shower after your workout, and get to work. You know, you can make it happen.
Yeah. In that article, it said that I was reading that healthy employees make more productive employees. There was also a part in there that said, don't look at it as like, I have to work out, and I don't have time to do it. You actually add time to your life by working out.
Well, yeah.
Here's one thing, too. I'm noticing that there's these fit groups, boot camps, bar classes, other things I've read. What's the deal now with it? It seems like the gone are the days where here's the individual, maybe not gone, but there are more group workouts now than let me go there, lift a bunch of heavy weights and sweat and yell at somebody and get yelled at and then leave. It seems like there's groups and stuff. Are you seeing that as well?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, exercise changes over time. It progresses. So the new thing now is the group settings, boot camps. You know, spin's been popular for a while. The group setting, like you said, it helps in motivation. You know, you don't feel like you're doing it by yourself. You got 10, 15, 20 people, you know, going through the same thing, pushing each other.
So the members push each other.
Absolutely. That's more fun that way. It's more cardio based. You're not, you know, it's not 3 sets of 10 and then you wait for 10 minutes and then do another set. You know, it's new. It's new. It's fun.
Good.
Motivating.
And you know, I guess if they are pushing each other, it kind of becomes like Cheers, right? Oh, hey, Norm. And, you know, everybody knows your name, right? That kind of thing.
The camaraderie is there. You feel like you're part of a family, you know. You know, your buddy's going to show up. You're going to push you when you're not feeling like doing it. It's just a lot more motivating. Absolutely.
Let me ask you this. If we're drawing the conclusion that, you know, healthy employees are more productive, do companies and does the Jim Jacks offer companies some type of an incentive to have a wellness program for their employees?
We do. We have we've got corporate plans.
Oh, okay.
For multiple businesses.
Yep.
We also some businesses have, I said the business does, or they may do, but insurance companies will give employees incentives to go to a gym. They feel like, you know, you're more productive if you're working out, you're healthier, you're eating better. You know, to for their insurance plans, actually reimburse some companies or employees for their gym memberships.
Oh, absolutely. Very good. All right, now here's a question, okay? I'm waking up here, it's Sunday morning. I'm having my cup of coffee, I let the dog out, yawn and stretch. What can I do at house, at the house, or, you know, what exercise can I do? And even this, if I'm at my desk for 9 hours a day,
okay,
I'm tethered to the desk, I'm making phone calls, I don't want to be out of breath, but can I do some kind of toning exercises while I'm at work?
Absolutely. If most desks are going to have a chair there, so you're going to be sitting all the time. So you can do like a squat, like a chair squat. You pretty much just stand up, sit back down again.
Just,
you
know, pick it up,
get up off
the
seat,
yep.
Sit back down 10 times. You can do you know, some just twists or rotation, arms straight out, rotate back and forth, and just get a little bit of core rotation. Get your back loosened up a little bit. If you have a high desk, you can do push-ups off your desk. Lean up to the wall and push yourself back. Just something to keep your body moving, warmed up.
Okay. Got a couple of things left to ask you. One is, let's say I'm going to embark upon an exercise program. And again, we're talking about perseverance and you know, getting through some tough things. You know, people want to see results, and there's no magic beans. You can't just walk in, I'm going to do some push-ups, and I look like you, right? It's not going to happen overnight. What's like a kind of a time frame where, you know, if I'm new, I come to the Gym Jacks and I start working out. What's a time frame where I should look in the mirror and maybe be able to see something, or the scale tells me something different? What's a good
Well, I generally tell people, you know, it's going to take at least two weeks to see a change.
Oh, wow, that
you
quick.
I should say as soon as 2 weeks. I mean, mm-hmm. you can't expect to do one workout and then immediately lose 3 inches in your waist or gain 5 pounds or whatever you're trying to do. It takes about 2 weeks for your body to adjust to something new like that, especially in an exercise program.
Mm-hmm.
I also tell people to stay off of the scale. The mirror is always the best way to see your progress.
Outstanding.
How your clothes are fitting.
Good advice.
You know, so you never want to base everything off of the scale. Okay. That's the worst thing you can do.
Good advice. If people want to come to the Gym Jacks, where are you located? And if I want to, you know, give you a call or, you know, become a member or take a tour, how do we do that?
Well, we are located at Beach in San Pablo, across from the McDonald's.
That's a good frame of reference for all you potential gym seekers. When you're over there getting your Big Mac and supersizing your fries, you just look across
the
street,
other side
and
the
guilt sucks you into the Gym Jacks. But go ahead.
There you go. Yeah, just stop on in. Phone number there to the gym is 904-821-5101. You can call ahead of time, say you're coming, or just drop in. We'll get you a tour. You come in, get yourself a workout, try us out, and we can go over everything at that time. Our rates start as low as $19 on up. Just come on in for a tour. That's simple.
Fantastic. Drew Nelson with the Gym Jacks right here in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you for being a guest today.
Pete,
and
thanks for having
we'll
me.
Be right back.